Now, Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
It is Saturday morning, and there goes my voice. How's that? It's the 12th of November. I'm Dan Allstrand. This is Ask the Experts. Welcome back. It's been a while, but we're back with some valuable information for you on a beautifully sunny Saturday afternoon. A little chilly out there, but we will take it for November. We're back with our good friends, and I might as well get right into it. And welcome to the studio, Corey from Ridgeback Basement Systems. And Kevin is here. He's in all the way from New Brunswick. That's how far we go to get the information for you these days. Welcome, gentlemen. I guess I should turn you on. There you go. That's that better?
Good morning.
Man, it works when the buttons are on. How are you?
Great. You?
It is a beautiful day out there. Sunny. And it's been for most of the summer.
There was some frost on the pumpkin this morning.
There was.
Yeah. A little snow up on the Cobble Creek Path.
Well, that's August, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've for the next half hour, we're going to be talking about basements and how you can protect yourself from all things basement-y, we can say, because that's my favorite word. So maybe, Corey, because it's been a while since we've done this, we should perhaps reset the table for everyone out there who may be tuning in for the first time and explain to me what it is that Ridgeback Basement Systems does. Who are you?
All right, Dan. Well, we are we're part of the largest waterproofing and foundation repair network in the world, and we service the maritime provinces, providing solutions to homeowners, property managers, commercial structures, and we work with home inspectors, even disaster recovery companies and real estate agents on a daily basis. And what we do is we solve those wet basement problems, those nasty crawl space issues, and those foundation structural problems as well. So whether it's a problem like a bowing wall, a settling foundation, high humidity levels in a crawl space, or I'll say 3 inches of water on your basement floor, those are the things that we deal with on a regular basis.
And you and I have done these shows many times before, and it's usually after a pretty wet, big rain, and everybody kind of understands how things work around here because of the topography of the Maritimes, we'll say. That's a big word for a Saturday. And the makeup of the soil and all the rock and everything else, and we understand how when water runs and it finds that little spot and moves into the basement. But you and I were chatting before we came on the air that this summer was just a little bit abnormal for the Maritimes, and it was a pretty dry summer out there. So that obviously changes people's way of thinking when it comes to their wet basement.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the wet basement business, and we had 3 months of dryness, you know, record dryness. You guys covered it, right? And there was definitely some challenges, some new challenges, whether it was water or high humidity levels. Business-wise, actually, we saw our production team was really, really busy, to share that with you. And that was basically from homeowners that were flooded during the springtime. And they wanted to get that problem fixed before the fall flooding. So it was good that way. Our production team was constantly busy and things. So there was a number of proactive people out there. One of the things that we noticed because of, I'll say, this dryness, it created some structural issues within homes. And that soil, because it was so dry, it just shrunk up quite a bit. So the structure of the home, whether it was whatever it was sitting on, that soil that's dry now isn't necessarily supporting the home. So we saw a number of cracks happening in their basement floors and things like that because that home is settling quite a bit.
And that's something you should be looking for as a homeowner. I mean, this was kind of a unique, I know it was a little bit different in New Brunswick. You guys got more rain there than we got here, but it's something that maybe, you know, you haven't been thinking about your basement all summer because, you know, you've been out enjoying your backyard or your deck or your camp or whatever it is that you're doing. And, you know, this is probably a good time now to take a sort of do a visual inspection to see if you got any cracks in your basement.
For sure. I mean, we've talked many a time, so on previous shows, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? And especially if they don't get, if a homeowner doesn't have 3 inches of water, which they didn't have this year over the summer time period, there was no pain. There was no real reason to fix anything because it was dry. One of the things we did see, and I know Kevin saw quite a bit in the New Brunswick market as well, was the high humidity levels. Mm-hmm. It was dry this summer, as far as rain was concerned, but the humidity levels were really, really large. And that's just basically the water, the water percentage in the air.
In the air, the relative humidity.
The relative humidity, yeah.
You mentioned camps there earlier, and we looked at a lot of cottages and camps this summer because it was so dry, but the humidity under those camps and cottages, people started to notice that mustiness, that dampness. So, you know, we'd go down there. Sure, it hasn't rained, but that humidity, it precipitates down there. And it's almost like it's raining in the crawl space. Your joists are wet, they're cracked because of the dry rot and everything like that. So just because it was dry doesn't mean you don't have some problems underneath your home.
I know around in my apartment, and I live way above grade, let's just say.
the penthouse, right?
Well, of course. It was really humid in my apartment. And obviously above grade, windows open, the whole nine yards, air conditioner maybe. But we really noticed it. And I would imagine when you have below grade, like a basement, then that just gets sort of magnified because of the difference in temperature.
Yeah, we typically see the humidity or the warmth outside, and typically a basement is cooler. So when that warm air comes into a basement, and that's how your home works, it's called the stack effect, air filters into their basement and goes out your attic or roof area. And when that warm, moist air comes in and hits that cold area, it condensates. And like Kevin was saying, I mean, I was even in some homes this year in their, and I'll say, nasty crawl space. And it was actually almost raining. You could touch their joists and water would drip and dribble off it. It was, ugh.
And that obviously creates some problems, right? Because when there's moisture, then it creates mold. And then now you're breathing in the mold, and that's dangerous stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You see mold, mildew. You know, you'll see various funguses down there, and it's hidden. It's in the back corners. It's, you know, you can peek your head down and look and say, oh, I don't see any mold or mildew. I should be okay. But once you start really crawling back there in the deep pockets of your crawl space, that's when you find, the hiddenness.
But why fix it now, Corey? I mean, summer's over. It's cold again. And I'm pretty sure that my joists in my basement are dry to the touch. You know, it's what's the big deal? It's not going to happen again next year, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. You haven't fixed the problem. It just disappears and goes away, Dan. You're right. I mean, basements still flood in the wintertime. You know, I look at 2 years ago here in, and I remember the storm. It was December 8th. There was so much water, they even closed the Bedford Highway. And, I mean, you know, we were kind of high-fiving around the office a little bit in December because typically it's colder. We're a little slower over the Christmas holidays.
Frost starts to set in.
Yeah, but, even January and February of this year were a really, really busy month for us. And then as you start to move into that springtime and we get that springtime thaw, that's when that perfect storm in our business happens. Like we get some rain, that snow is melting, the ground is thawing. And really, if you haven't corrected that problem all the way through, it's going to, usually from our experience, it only gets worse. And typically, it usually costs more when things get worse.
Now that we've scared everybody.
Sorry.
On a Saturday morning, don't fret because these are not only repairable, but you can do this. And Corey has explained to us before and probably will again that you can repair this. We can do it from the inside. We don't have to dig and we don't have to tear up the dog runs and the patios. And it's fairly an easy fix, isn't it?
Yes, I say yes because I'm not doing the work, Dave.
Yes.
You know, my production team and those guys, they definitely face some challenges. And to go back, I mean, you use the word all things basement-y, and that's a little bit of a slogan for us. And when we talk about basement-y issues, we do outside excavation. However, and for instance, we did two outside excavation jobs this week alone. But 80% of our jobs now are usually tackled from the interior. And as we shared before on the show, it's usually less expensive and it's a lot less disruptive. And sometimes we can't do outside excavation because that home is attached. Or there's a garage that's attached directly to that home. So to do things properly, you can't. We only use the best type of sump pump systems that are out there. We only use the top quality gear. We have internal trenching systems that's been featured on TV with the likes of Bob Vila and Ron Hazelton. We have many different types of waterproof wall systems. We've got a dozen of them. So not every situation is the same. So we can tailor and build a plan. We've got engineered developed products for these tough basement situations.
And that leads me into my next question is, and you guys are out in the field with this every day, why not throw a little bit of silicone or caulking into that crack, it'll be fine. Or our buddy down the street, you know, who says, fix my basement and probably do it cheaper. Why not just use Johnny's pickup truck?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when you look at a foundation crack, you don't want to just use some cement or anything like that. You want the product to be bendable because concrete will expand and contract in the winter and then in the spring. So our products are designed to move with that foundation, resulting in a permanent crack fix. We're all about that permanent solution. You know, we like you, but we don't want to see you again.
Yeah, and in many cases, we've got products that can be used in instances that there may not be any other solution that homeowners are aware of. For instance, it could be a bowing wall. Well, the natural response to homeowners, oh my gosh, I got to replace this wall, I got to tear it down, I got to dig
the
outside.
House, jack the house up.
Big, big project. That's what people perceive, which it could be if you did or went that route. However, we've got braces that we can tackle this from the interior. We've got three different types of solutions. We call them geolock wall anchors, which probably means nothing to the listener out there. But we also have like steel beams and braces that we can anchor on and stop that wall from moving in. Or we use a product like a carbon armor, like bulletproof vests, and put that on. It's 10 times stronger than steel. And these are less expensive solutions, less disruptive solutions. And a homeowner can actually just build a wall directly in front of it as well if they want to finish their basement. So they're a great solution for those tough, difficult situations.
And being that you have a lot of tools in the toolbox that you are able to address the situation properly, as you said, Kevin, get it right the first time, as opposed to somebody coming in there and saying they can fix it, and then 6 months later, a year later, 3 years later, you're back at it again.
Yeah, we see this all the time, Dan. I mean, we're basement specialists. We're not the same guys that are shingling your roof. We're not the guys that are doing siding on the side of your house and things like that. This is our environment. We got the best products, and we're in this environment on a daily, everyday basis. So with that, in many cases, the Johnny pickup truck, as you call them, we call them chucking a truck at times, but they just don't have access to the materials. You know, and unfortunately, because they haven't seen the situations that we have, and again, we're part of the largest waterproofing network there is in the world, as well as foundation. I mean, our resource base and our team is, we train in the U.S., we go on conventions, we're constantly upgrading and training in these situations, versus the average Joe isn't doing that.
Yeah, we really take pride on, when we get there, we want to spend an hour and a half with you, and diagnose the problem correctly, take you through the process, and really educate you on here's how we're going to solve it, and here's how it's going to solve your problem permanently. So, you know, that's something we do. We commit the time to help that homeowner.
Our telephone number is 405, that's 902-405-6000, 1-877-801-8255. Corey and Kevin are here from Ridgeback Basement Systems. We're going to take a break. We'll see you in a few minutes. 10:48, it is Saturday morning. I'm Dan Allstrand. This is Ask the Experts, and in the studio with us from Ridgeback Basement Systems is Kevin and Corey. We're talking all things basement-y today. It's the best slogan. I just love that on a Saturday morning. Corey, we've been watching, of course, with a lot of shock after that big storm that came through. Not so much a big deal here in Halifax or really in mainland Nova Scotia, but up in Cape Breton, particularly in the Sydney area. Lots of problems, lots of damage. You and I were chatting, you know, before we came on the air. I said, you know, you guys are good at preventing water from coming in from cracks and from bowing walls and from all the things that we talked about in the first segment. But, what do you do when the water's coming in the front door?
Yeah. I mean, we had our basement specialists. We had a couple of guys up there for a few weeks and things, and they were working with a number of the homeowners, but they weren't necessarily in that, and I'll call it a disaster area, where a lot of that overland.
Where those houses, they're being torn down, they're ruined.
Yeah, where a lot of that overland flooding happened. And unfortunately, I mean, we do have the best products that are out there, but they're not miracle products. When water's coming in through your door and your windows on your second level, that's things that we just can't tackle.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a number of homes that were in the outlying areas. And we even saw it in Halifax and working towards Antigonish and towards the Cape Breton, because that belt got hit pretty hard with rain.
Really hard.
And one of the biggest things that we noticed, and probably you guys covering the stories, is that there was a number of power outages. And we have a number of homeowners that are out there that have sump pump systems or pumping devices, and they're operated by electricity. And unfortunately, when the power's out, they didn't work. So we've got backup systems.
And which are really, this is something we talk about a lot, and I think it's really, really important that if you are going to make that commitment to put a sump pump in your house to protect your basement, to protect your investment,
yeah,
that, you know, it works 24-7. It doesn't work. And not to take a shot at Nova Scotia Power, but, you know, we tend to get power outages in this part of the world. And I know that they get them in New Brunswick as well, living mm-hmm. there for a couple of years. I know that NB Power's not, you know, not that bad of a utility, but they still have problems too. And we were susceptible to things like hurricanes and things like nor'easters, and we get weather here, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to put a pump in your basement if it's not going to work when the power's out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, and that's when, you know, basement systems took it upon themselves to develop the triple safe. Three lines of protection. You got a 1/3 horsepower cast iron Zoeller. That does 90% of your work. But if that ever fails, on the second level, you have a 1/2 horsepower cast iron Zoeller, so that's going to pick up the volume. But like you said, if that power goes out, well, you got that third level of protection, which is a battery backup unit all on itself. It's a pump, it's got a battery, and it's got a control unit. That's going to give you some time. If the power's going to be out for a week, well, then you want to look at getting a generator. You know, the battery backup will last you a day or two, but it's not going to be charged for a full week.
Not designed to sort of to carry the load for a long period of time.
You know, Dan, we talked a little bit earlier about those Johnny pickup trucks and things that can run to the local hardware store, plumbing store, and buy these battery backups to install. Fortunately for us, but unfortunately for the homeowner, we replace a lot of those. And it goes back to having the right product for the situation. And one of the things that we saw even this year is more rain in a shorter period of time.
Which is becoming the norm. And I know the guys that are coming up after us next will get into the science-y end of that. But we know that the climate is changing, and we know that these 100-year storms are happening more and more frequently.
They're an annual basis.
It's getting pretty bad when I'm reading stuff in the news, you know, the 100-year storm is, you know, every year, every 2 years. So we know that these are going to be more frequent. We saw one up in Cape Breton this year, not far out of the realm of existence to suggest that, you know, Halifax could see another one. We could see another major storm, another big nor'easter. And that's going back to what we were talking about earlier. Why fix my basement now? It's not leaking. Well, it might. And it could be a pretty significant save if you do it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying about those backups, we actually, and basement systems, had to develop our own internal pump. And it's very similar to a bilge pump on a ship or a boat. And it is capable and able to handle a lot of water all at once. And I'm not knocking the other products, but in many cases, they're not designed for that tough situation that is now being created on a, I wouldn't say an everyday basis, but an annual basis. And like we've even got extra batteries that can be hooked up with switching devices. So if one battery dies, you've got another backup for that. So we want to put, you know, the best possible plan together for that homeowner, whether they're traveling or whether the power's going out.
You spend a lot of money finishing your basement. You make it sort of your centerpiece. You know, you put the family room down there. Maybe you put the man cave down there for your buddies so you can watch football on Sundays. You spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and want to protect it. Why not spend that extra, or to get that extra peace of mind?
Well, we see this a lot with disaster recovery companies, insurance companies. They'll put your basement back together, but you've never cured the problem. Right? And the next big storm, and we see it constantly, they're flooded again. First storm, $50,000 worth of damage. You know, and it's only months later because all they did was put the cosmetic stuff together. Mm-hmm. The next time, it's $30,000, $40,000 worth of damage. And then soon, you know, insurance is looking at them. It's like,
premiums
are going up. We're going to drop you. You got to do something. So let's do it right the first time. How many times do you want to waterproof your basement?
Once.
Yeah.
And be done with it. Right? It makes a lot of sense to get it done right and get it done the first time. Obviously, with the pumps, we've talked about this in the past. Not only do you need to get it out of the basement, you need to get it away from your house. And a lot of the hardware store ones don't have enough volume to get it up out through the window and away from the house. And these pumps do that.
Yeah, they have a, it's called a head rate. So if you're purchasing a sump pump, that's what you want to look at. So ours are designed to do, you know, anywhere from 30 to 50 gallons per minute at an 8-foot head. So if you convert that to liters, you know, that's a significant amount of water. And they're very energy efficient as well. And they're going to be able to handle that volume.
And yeah. It gets into the.
Like our half horsepower is 300 liters a minute, Dan.
That's a lot of water. Doesn't stop it from coming.
Pumping 8 foot high.
Coming through the front door.
No,
there's not much
you can
do about that.
Put it in front of the door.
We sympathize for everybody in Cape Breton that, you know, obviously you're going through a bad situation, but, you know, that's an abnormal flood, we'll call it.
For sure.
But, you know, the regular run of the mill, 100 milliliters is a lot of rain. Storms that we get around here, you know, you can, find a pump that will keep up with that, and that's important.
For sure.
Corey, lots of great information today. Obviously, lots to take in, and probably some questions out there. How is the best way, or what is the best way, for somebody to get in touch with you if they want to perhaps protect their basement with a super-duper three-tiered pump?
Well, the easiest way is through the Internet, and our website is www, of course, ridgebackbasement.ca, and I'll just spell that out, RIDGEBACK, basement, BASEMENT.ca, ridgebackbasement.ca, easiest way.
Get them in, get an assessment done, and get it done right, I guess, yeah. is the message today.
Lots of information on our website. We throw it all out there, from customer testimonials to, you name it, it's on there.
Corey, always a pleasure.
It has been.
Kevin, welcome to Nova Scotia, and head back to New Brunswick, and keep up the good fight. You've been listening to Ask the Experts here on News 95.7. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Dan.